This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. A study conducted in 2010 by Feeding America, an organization representing more than 200 of the nation's food banks, shows more than 12,500 people in La Crosse County are considered to be food insecure, meaning they don't have access to good food. That's about 11% of the population, and the food insecurity level in La Crosse is similar to neighboring counties, but it's slightly lower than the statewide average of 13%. Feeding children is an increasing concern, and while kids are in school for much of the year, making sure kids are fed in the summer can be trickier. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom followed the Salvation Army's expanding Feed the Kids program from sandwich making to meal delivery.
It's a typical morning at the La Crosse Salvation Army, where Monday through Friday this summer, volunteers meet to pack sack lunches for hungry children. These are the regulars and a steady stream of volunteers. They're packing 400 lunches a day. That is more than double what they made last year. The food is handed out in a series of stops in La Crosse and Onalaska to any kid who wants one. Volunteers staff each station, and there are those who make meat sandwiches and those who put in fruit, juice, and chips in the bag. Stephanie Power is one of the volunteers making sandwiches.
It's really worth it because to see the faces of the kids when they receive the food. And, you know, there are so many families in need right now. It's just heart-wrenching to watch these people. And I feel so blessed, and I need to share those blessings with others. And that's why I do this.
Two Salvation Army vehicles set out to deliver the meals. One goes to South La Crosse, and the other makes stops in North La Crosse and Onalaska. Jeff Hoke is behind the wheel of the Salvation Army Mobile Feeding Unit, which is often used at scenes of disaster. Hoke is the volunteer coordinator for the Salvation Army in La Crosse. He says he didn't realize the extent of child hunger in the La Crosse area until he went out on a delivery run last year.
Went out the first day and a little boy came running up to me in the Shoe Mullen Homes, and he was crying. And I asked him, I said, why are you crying? And he said, because I get to eat. And it was then that it just really hit me as I looked at all the kids who were, running to the van.
Hoke says while they were driving an unmarked van last summer, somehow the kids knew there was food. Hoke says this year the La Crosse Salvation Army worked with local school nutritionists to determine what areas have the greatest need.
How old are you?
Five.
And this is one. Our second stop is at an apartment building in South Onalaska. As soon as we stop, a young boy runs up to the truck.
It's your birthday. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
How many do you need? Just one?
Just one here?
I need no two.
Two? Two? Okay, here you go, kiddo.
Hi, guys.
I get two.
The boy's mother, 22-year-old Ebony, isn't far behind. She's not surprised her son is one of several young children eagerly racing towards the truck.
My son waits every day for it, so he's pretty excited about it. Gives him something to look forward to.
On the next stop at an apartment complex in North La Crosse, the kids are older. Moms and dads approach the truck, too. Among them is Nicole Bowman. She's a 40-year-old single mother of four who was laid off for the summer.
I just think it's really a blessing to have this lunch program. There's days when we don't have anything to eat, and this is all we have to eat. So kind of make it last throughout the day.
The La Crosse Area Salvation Army will continue its Feed the Kids program every Monday through Friday until the school year starts this fall. Steve Roysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Salvation Army is open to taking volunteers for the Feed the Kids program, as well as for the other services they provide. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. There are 9 schools offering breakfast and lunch for the community in La Crosse this summer. The Viroqua Area School District is providing a summer meal program for the first time since 2004. Summer meal programs in schools have changed a lot over time. Now everyone, not just children enrolled in summer class, can eat a meal. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom talked with Viroqua Area School District's food service supervisor, Marilyn Volden, and La Crosse School's nutrition specialist, Angela Seeger, about summer school meal programs.
Well, the purpose is just to provide healthy, nutritious meals in the summer when we know kids maybe aren't getting nutritious meals or not part of our school lunch program. So this is just our way through our outreach programs to just find the kids in the community that need a helping hand. And for parents, it's a great access point for them to come in and let their student or their child, eat lunch and breakfast in La Crosse School District's. We have 9 sites this year open, and most of them have breakfast as well. So we provide breakfast and lunch for folks during the summer.
Where do you decide which sites?
We don't really decide. DPI really decides. So the criteria is during the school year that school has 50% free or reduced numbers. So we look at all of our sites. We have 15 buildings in La Crosse School District. We look at those, and we make our decision based on that. We also have gone out to places like Copeland Park 1 year and the YMCA and areas that are in a high poverty neighborhood, and that comes from the census data. And so we have also gone into those neighborhoods as well and provided meals for them.
Marilyn, if you want to talk a little bit about 2012, it is one site in Viroqua. Last time it was 2004, so you're kind of starting from scratch, I guess. How big is the need?
Our big concern this year was just getting the word out and getting the awareness out that this program is available. I think nationally it's something like less than 20% of students that are eligible for these free meals during the school year actually participate in the summer. So that's been our big concern. We've been trying to utilize all sorts of community groups and different methods to get the word out. And it's paying off. We in our small community yesterday, we served over 250 children. So that's pretty good for our small size. And we're hoping to do even better.
How many kids in Viroqua? Of this age, I mean, just get an idea.
Well, they're just in the public schools. We have, just under 1,200 students enrolled. But this, of course, reaches beyond just the public school or even the enrolled population. We can serve children all the way under, school age, way below preschool, and we can serve children free up to 18 years old. So I don't know the number that are there, but we're just trying to reach as many as we can.
That's a great point, because with the YMCA program, we're serving kids from Onalaska, Holman. If you're maybe staying with a parent or a grandparent during the summer, we'll serve. There is no criteria other than 18 and under.
And that's the nice part of the program. We don't have to prove that you're enrolled. You don't have to provide any income information. You just simply come and enjoy a free breakfast or lunch each day.
Why everybody? Why not have a list of those who need help and just feed them?
It's nice not to have to label it as a free meal for just those in need. It's nice to promote it as a convenience for parents. It's nice for parents not to have to feel that they're in need of this, that they can come and they can join in the fun, the activities, and enjoy a free meal and not have to feel that it's just some sort of poverty level associated with it.
How do you get those kids that you had mentioned before may be more attracted to a Little Debbie snack cake and a pop?
I didn't say that.
And a soda?
Say Little Debbie.
I guess, how do you compete with that?
Right.
Summer food.
So what you were referencing was a situation that happened last summer where Salvation Army, bless their heart, was in the same location as we were at a time. And so they get what they get. It's all donations. So we work now closely with the Salvation Army as well as the YMCA and really work with our outreach programs to come up with how can we serve students or children all day, every day. And so we just communicated with them, and now they go at a different time than us. So they go in the afternoon, so we're hitting the needs of children at night. And the director of the Salvation Army said to me, last year was his first year doing this, and he said that the look on a child's face when they come up to you and they're hungry, that was all he needed. And so if he has to go at 4 o'clock in the night or 4 in the morning, he will go there. So we're regulated a lot more. We have to follow a strict nutrition guidelines. put in place by the USDA. So our flexibility is much less. We also require that students eat their meal with us, and that is not any other program is allowed to take their food away, meaning they could take it back to their home and eat it at night. They can eat it for breakfast the next day, where we're not allowed to do that. Can I make a comment about outreach? We try to place all of our summer school programs in buildings that we know we can provide breakfast and lunch for a child. So we have 9 sites open this summer, and out of those 9 sites, I would say all except for one has a summer foods or a summer school program in it as well. So there's an education component. So it kind of keeps kids right in that mode of go to breakfast, you go to class, and you go to lunch, and then they get to go home.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm Steve Rysom, and we're talking about the Summer Food Service Program. Joining us, Angela Seeger. She's with the School District of La Crosse, and Marilyn Volden for the Viroqua Public Schools. Where does the funding for this program come from? Take it away, Marilyn. Mm-hmm.
The funding is provided federally through USDA. It is monitored on a state level through the Wisconsin Public Department of Public Instruction. So it is a federal program with ties locally to our local operation of it.
Do you do any like farm to school and stuff where local producers can offer up food for this program, or is that more during the school year?
Well, we have high hopes of being able to utilize some local foods during the summer school program, when summer meal program, when hopefully there will be more available. Unfortunately, this year with the growing conditions, our supplier of local foods has really been having a hard time getting a good source of it. So we'll continue to do what we can and offer local when it's available.
Any thoughts on that?
We're both strong proponents of this farm-to-school program during the school year, and as much as we can do in the summer, including this year at one of our sites, the YMCA has come in and helped us maintain our garden that we've had there. And so we'll use that garden produce that the kids are growing actually in the in our summer food service program. Be great if we could do that everywhere, but the tricky part of gardens is when they come into season, it's a summer and there's nothing going on. So we're really trying to strategically place those gardens to where we have a summer food service program, and we can utilize that produce then.
Angela, when did the La Crosse School District get involved with the program? And what I'm wondering is, was there a perception or some sort of indication of need out there where you said, let's get this program going for the school district?
You know, I came to this job in 2003, and I have data back to 1990 that the summer food service program's been running with pretty significant numbers. Back in 1990, 16,000 students we served then. So we have kept this program alive and well in La Crosse School District, again, following that 50% free and reduced criteria that comes regarding the school during the school year, what the building qualifies for. And we will increase sites because our numbers continue to go up a little every year.
Marilyn?
The last time the Viroqua was eligible for the summer food service program and offering it free to everyone was 2004. And since that time, even though we haven't been eligible to run the free program for all children, we have continued to operate the school lunch program and breakfast program throughout the summer school activities during the summer. We've seen since that time a dramatic increase in the number of children in our school district that are eligible to receive free and reduced price meal benefits. So we've definitely seen an increase, and I'm sure that's why we are again eligible to offer the program that is free to all.
How do you know what to put in the menu? How close are the portions? Observed, whole grains, fruit,
yes,
veggies.
Yes.
Are there a certain few things you have to hit every time when you serve a meal?
We are going to offer to you a fruit, a vegetable, a meat, or a meat alternate, so chicken patty or maybe some type of a meat alternate, beans or cheese, and a grain. Did I miss one? Did I say milk?
Milk.
That was for Maryland. No. So we're going to offer you all 5 of those, and you can choose to take 3 of the 5. So you don't have to take all of them, but all of those are offered in specific quantities. So And then it must be eaten on the premise of the summer food service program.
And Angela, with mm-hmm. the La Crosse School District, mm-hmm. it's pretty much people within the neighborhood can go to one of these sites.
Yeah, we see a lot of walking families coming in. But maybe someone does, I don't want to say home daycare, but maybe they're watching some kids in the summer to help out a friend or something. Mm-hmm. We'll see that walk in. We'll see them when they're going to the pool or they have activities at a park. They'll stop in and have breakfast or lunch with us.
Marilyn, with the Viroqua Area School District, you're in Vernon County, a bit more rural. How was the one site chosen for all people to come and eat there? How do you figure out something like that?
Well, first of all, we chose a site that we would have the capabilities of serving a variety of numbers of meals because we don't know who's going to come on a daily basis. And the other most important thing was kind of centrally located. Viroqua is a small community, but we are the elementary school where our site is operating is right in the middle of like summer activities. The summer school program is running now for 4 weeks at that school, so we're getting reaching a lot of children through that. Close by is the summer parks and recs department where they have all kinds of activities for children, so kids are close by. They can bike up, or even during summer school, there's a bus that will bring them to the school. And also, it's close by to the swimming pool where swimming lessons are going on. So that's really why we selected that area.
Do we have a good knowledge of the extent of poverty in these school districts? I mean, would we be surprised?
I think so. I think we don't really know and what some of these conditions that the families are living in. That is my concern with this program, that we are rural and there are children probably by themselves out in the country. I think after this year, we're going to have a meeting of a lot of different agencies and see where we're missing and if there's another site that we could deliver meals to that's maybe outside the city limits that might meet the children that are home.
How about churches?
We have spoken with churches and food pantries, different organizations. They've been trying to direct people to the schools, the families that they work with. We've worked with the health department for their outreach, different people. So there's a lot of people out there getting the word out. And we're just going to look, though, and see where we might be missing.
Angela, any thoughts? I mean, would people, if they job shadowed you for the day, would they be surprised with what they see?
By building, you would be surprised at what's happening in specific buildings. So we may have one building that's at 70 or 80% free and reduced numbers. So you're going to see a lot different behaviors in that building than you would in a building that only has 12% or 15%. La Crosse School District as a whole is at about 46% this year, which is up just slightly from last year. What I'm hoping is that people that need it use it. It's here. It's available. Just like this program, we're here to serve and to help and to provide nutrition for these families that maybe they can't afford it. And maybe, you know, coming to us and having a grilled cheese and a salad is easier than trying to provide something at home.
Angela, with the program being in the La Crosse School District for a few years now, is the need significantly growing from year to year?
I can tell you from the summer of 2010, we served 34,000 meals, and last year we did 43,000 meals. So, yes, I would say the need is growing. I think we do a much better job at getting the information out. We work closely, as I said, with Salvation Army, Boys and Girls Club, and the YMCA. And so when you put all those great programs together, you're going to have success. And so we're reaching kids. We're reaching more kids. We always try to find something new. We drive around. One of my managers that oversees the operations of this program, while she's going site to site, she'll stop at the park and see how many kids are there. Could we put a site there? You know, where kids are is where we want to be.
Any thoughts from you, Marilyn Volden, over at the Viroqua Area School District? I know the program came back in 2012, but have you noticed, I guess, an increased need over recent years?
We have, certainly in our school district, our percentage of free and reduced at just our elementary school is approaching 50%, and that's up quite a bit from where it was 10 years ago. And we're seeing that in all of the schools. Our school district all the buildings are considered a severe need for our breakfast program, which takes into consideration the percentage of free meals that have served in previous years. So, and that has gone from one school eligible to now in the last year, all of the schools are eligible.
Why, from your estimate, is the need growing? Is it our, I guess, embattled economy?
Of course the economy plays a role in it. But being the eternal optimist, I'd like to think that we just do a better job of getting out there and getting to kids and finding out where they are and promoting our program and working with other community programs, as I've mentioned.
Marilyn, you're about to say something?
Well, I think that, you know, it's kind of a combination of the economy and income. Certainly in our area, our rural area, we're one of the, third highest poverty rate in the state for Vernon County. So that's been a history of that. But, you know, just in general, our farm families and income not keeping up with, you know, the cost of meals and the guidelines that we go by. A lot of family incomes have gone down because maybe only one person in the household is working or what. Whatever reason, I do see an increased need.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm Steve Rysom. We're talking about the Summer Food Service Program. Joining us, Angela Seeger. She's with School District of La Crosse. And Marilyn Volden for the Varroca Public Schools. Any anecdotes either of you want to share that really kind of drives home why you're doing what you're doing?
Our school district is very pleased to be able to offer this program. We just feel it's a good for the community. It's good for parents. It's good for children. It's actually good for the food service staff that are having the opportunity to make a little extra money over the summer when they're usually not working. All those things, I think, are a benefit to our entire community. But certainly, you know, the meals that we are providing, I feel, are balanced and nutritious every day. We have fresh fruits and vegetables. We don't limit what the children can take. They're free to take what they want. We see a lot of parents joining their children, so they may have three children with them, and they pay the adult meal price of $3, so four of them are having a nice, nutritious, balanced meal for $4. So we're very pleased to be able to offer this, even though it's kind of sad that we are in that need. But again, it's not just for need. It's we're promoting it as convenience and just a fun time. We are offering participation incentives that are based on activity and summer fun. So children coming sign up, and each time they reach a certain level, they'll get free playground equipment to take home and keep with them for the summer. So we're trying to make it a fun place. We're trying to promote activity, nutrition, and it's just a nice program that our school district is very pleased to be able to provide.
Angela, any anecdotes from your side?
It's an expectation almost now. I think we've reached that level where families are expecting us to help at some level. Organizations are, and we're happy to do so. It's a great program. If we're going to get on this obesity train, you know, we're on it. School Meals is on it. And if you looked at our meals nutritionally, we're there. You know, locally, we do our best. We're part of so many different organizations trying to come together and make La Crosse County the healthiest county in 2015. There's just been some wonderful things happening. I think just the La Crosse County area has been instrumental and on top of it and way ahead of the game. We received part of a grant from La Crosse County this last year, Farm to School. And so we've really promoted this farm to school and this local initiative and getting kids to eat fruits and vegetables. And we're really pushing it. We want parents to know that that's what we're serving is fresh fruits and vegetables. And as much as we can do local and get Viroqua out of that slump, we're there.
Is there a lot of program monitoring for you in La Crosse? And you in Viroqua area public schools?
Unfortunately, more and more every year. There's new regulations going into effect now, July 1.
Talk about them.
Specifically,
please.
I guess it's new meal patterns. different grade groupings, different requirements, all the way down to schools not having full discretion to even set their lunch prices anymore. So we're seeing more regulation on all areas. And its basis is to be able to provide the most healthy meal we can. So we understand that, and we'll do the best we can with that goal in mind, but we've been working towards that. I know La Crosse Schools has, as well as Viroqua, for many years.
Regulating the pricing is big. That's a big difference. So all of us had to take a price increase this year. So you will see lunch prices in La Crosse School District will go up a nickel. So
a nickel per meal?
Per meal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are choices sometimes that we don't have anymore.
Why do that? Is it more so that kind of a streamlining of operations? Or is it where they've had concern of school districts not doing the proper portions? Not saying you two, of course, but no. In other communities. Has it been from that?
I think the streamlining of the price per meal is probably for those small districts when you go to the board or your superintendent and ask to raise prices and they say no, and you're trying to provide a meal for $1.50, it's just not realistic anymore with the cost of food and fruits and vegetables. So I think the pricing came from that perspective, is to keep all of us on the same level. As far as menuing, yeah, I think people can get in ruts just like we do at home. And I think it's a guideline to use. Now, we have had a guideline before. This guideline is just increasing our fruits and vegetables and then requiring more documentation than before. So we do get reviewed every 3 years now. So DPI does come out to our schools and our sites, and they have the ability to take away funding if you're not meeting or you're not compliant. So we will all do what we're asked to do, without a doubt.
Angela Seeger is a nutrition specialist for the La Crosse School District. Marilyn Volden is a food service supervisor for the Viroqua Area School District. They talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom about the importance of summer school breakfast and lunch programs. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Coming up next, learn more about the La Crosse Promise. It's a program that ultimately wants to exchange higher education scholarships for a commitment to live in the city of La Crosse. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse. Newsmakers is also on Facebook. Like us at WPR Newsmakers on Facebook.